Welcome back, boys and girls. This is take two. We're going to pick it up from where we left off in take one. The song has a lot of changes, so we had to stop at a certain point in take one at the bridge. We covered the bridge. Now we're going to pick up from verse three, okay? And I'm going to transition into it from the bridge, okay? So this is where we left off in take one. So after that, we're going to go into the verse, the next verse, and we're going to do a two to the five to the one to the four and then to the seven, and then we're going to walk. Okay, so let's look at that 2-5-1. So we're still in the key of D major, just like take one. What I have is D, F sharp, G, and A. So just chord a lot of times. B, D, F sharp, and A. All right. This is on the E bass, the two. Okay. From here, we're going to the five. So on the five, what I have is C sharp and G in the left hand. Right hand, A sharp, D sharp, F sharp, and A. That's on the five. Then we go to the one. So on the one, you can play E, F sharp, and A in the left hand. B, C sharp, E, and A in the right. This is on the D bass. Then we go to the four. Okay, and I have D, F sharp, and A in the left hand. And B, D, F sharp, and A in the right. That's on the four, the G. Okay, now we're going to the seven. So on the seven, what I have is basically C sharp is the bass note, right? And in the left hand, I have D sharp, E, F sharp, and G sharp. I know by now you probably noticed that some of these chords have been shown time and time again. Right hand, I have B, D sharp, and F sharp. That's on the seven. Now we're going to walk from the F sharp to the G sharp to the A sharp. So pretty much it's kind of like the first three notes, or actually the first four notes of the G flat major scale. You can think about it that way to make it easier for you. First four notes of the G flat major scale. And pretty much this is a common walk that you do in gospel music, pretty much going from the three. You could say flat five to flat six if you want to. So you could say F sharp, A flat, B flat. And what it is on the G flat or F sharp bass, I have C sharp or D flat in the left hand, E, G, and B flat in the right. You can call it either sharps or flats. It just all depends on how you're looking at it and what context. So that's the F sharp bass. Now we're going to the A flat bass. Okay, so in the left hand, I have D in the left hand and F, A flat, and B. This is on the A flat bass. Now we're going to the B flat bass. And I have D sharp, I'm sorry, D flat and E in the left hand. And then G. B flat and D flat in a row. So we got, and the bass is going. So now we're going to the B. Alright, so now we're on the sixth tone. And we have E, G sharp, and A in the left hand. And C sharp, E, G sharp, and B in the right. Excuse me. That's the sixth tone. Then we go to the flat seventh. On the flat seventh, what I have is E flat, G flat, and A in the left hand, and C, E flat, and A flat. It kind of sounds like I'm losing my voice. Excuse me. Okay? And that's on the C bass. Then we go to the C sharp bass, which is the seventh tone. So on the seventh tone, which is C sharp, I have F sharp, A sharp, and B in the left hand. Right hand, I have D sharp, F sharp, A sharp, and C sharp in the right. So after that chord on the C sharp, on the seventh tone, you're gonna do another chord. That's gonna be a passing chord to take you back to the B, to the sixth tone. So I have F and B in the left hand, and E, A, and C sharp. And this is on the seventh. So we went from the B, which is the sixth, to the C, which is the flat seventh. Then we went to the seventh. And then we did another chord on the seventh tone. And that just takes us back to now we're going to do a transition that's going to take us to a section where there's a solo part where there's a saxophone player playing on an actual record. In this particular point, at this point, you know, someone could take a solo like the organ player or whoever's playing. But I'll show you the changes. So let's start with the transition. And it sounds like this. I'll do it slow. We go from the C sharp bass to the B bass to the A bass to the A flat bass, to the D, to the C sharp, and then we go C sharp to the F sharp to the B. Okay, and then we transition. So it sounds like this. Alright, so what that change is, on the C sharp bass, which is the seventh, we have F sharp, A sharp, and B in the left hand. Right hand, D sharp, F sharp, A sharp, and C sharp. That's on the C sharp bass. The next chord is on the B, which is the sixth tone. So on the B bass, I have E, G sharp, A in the left hand. Right hand, I have C sharp, E, G sharp, and B. That's on the sixth tone. Now we're going to the five, which is A. On the A bass, I have D, F sharp, G, and A in the left hand. Right hand, I have B, D, F sharp, and A. So far. Now we're going to the A flat, which is the flat five. And on that, I have D flat, F, G flat, and A flat in the left hand. Right hand, B flat, D flat, F, and A flat. Now we're going to the D bass, which is the one. And what I have is C and F sharp in the left hand, and B, C, E, and G sharp in the right, or on the right. That's on the D bass. Now we're going to the seven, which is the C sharp. So on the seven, what I have is D sharp, E, F sharp, G sharp in the left hand. Right hand, I have B, D sharp, and F sharp. Now the next couple chords are going from the G to the F sharp to the B. Earlier I said C sharp, F sharp, B. But it's not that. It's G, F sharp, B. But the chord is the same, this one. Instead of playing on the C sharp to the F sharp, you play it from the G to the F sharp. And it's the same chord. Just take it down a half step. So on the G bass, which is the four, I have F and B in the left hand. Right hand, E, A, C sharp, and E. So all you gotta do is take this chord down a half step. So now we're on the F sharp bass, which is the three. So four, three. So on the three, I have E, A sharp, D sharp, G sharp, C, D sharp in the right. So left hand, E and A sharp. Right hand, D sharp, G sharp, C, and D sharp. Now we're going to the B, which is the sixth tone. And I have D sharp, F sharp, G sharp, and A sharp in the left hand. Right hand, I have D sharp, E sharp, F sharp, G sharp, A sharp, and C sharp. That's on the right hand. So after that B, we're going to go to the B flat. And this chord transitions us to the part where the solo takes place. So we're on the B flat bass, which is the flat six. And I have D and A flat in the left hand. Right hand, D flat, G flat, and B flat. It's on the B flat bass. Now we're going to the E flat. And once you get to the E flat, that's when you're at the part where the solos takes place. Okay? So the bass is going to start walking, but it's going to walk from the E flat. Okay? So it's like we're kind of temporarily in the key of G flat or F sharp. Okay? But I'm going to call out the bass notes. We're on E flat right now. So on the E-flat bass, I have D-flat, F, G-flat, and A-flat in the left hand, or on the left hand. And right hand, B-flat, D-flat, F, and A-flat. From here, we're going to the F. On the F bass, I have F and A flat in the left hand, right hand, B, D, F, and A flat. From here, we're going to the F sharp. Is in the key of D. So I have E, G sharp, and A on the left hand, or in the left hand, and I have B, C sharp, E, and G sharp on the right. So that's where we go. So that's the F to the F sharp. And then we go to the B flat. So on the B flat, I have D and A flat in the left hand, and C sharp or D flat and G flat on the right. That's the B flat. Then we go to the E flat bass. I love this chord. Okay, it's on the E flat bass. And what I have is D flat, G flat, in the left hand, right hand, A, D flat, E flat, F, and A flat. From here we go to the A flat bass. And I have G flat and B in the left hand, and C, E, and A flat in the right. So if you might notice, I might be going from saying flats to sharps, and I'm pretty sure someone has, but I'm doing that because it depends on the bass note I'm playing. If I'm playing a bass note that's directly in the key of D major, then I call it a sharp. But if it's not, like if it's a B flat or an E flat, then you know, typically it's like either the flat six, like the B flat is the flat six, so you would call that B flat. And then, you know, if we go to the E flat, that would be like the flat two. So when it comes to certain bass notes, then I derived the chord off of flats. It can get real technical, but I'm trying to keep it simple. Okay, so we got the chord on the E flat. And that chord on the A flat that we were just talking about is G flat and B in the left hand, and then C, E, and A flat on the right. After you do that chord, you're gonna do a lick. I'll show you how it goes. So after that, the E flat to the A flat, then you go. And what that is just the rhythm of it. So you got A flat, A flat, G flat, A flat. One more time. A flat, G flat, A flat. And you play it quick. Okay? So after you do that lick, you're gonna do this. You're gonna go from the B flat bass to the C bass, and then to the C sharp. So on the B flat bass, which is the flat six, We have C sharp or D flat and E in the left hand, and G, B flat, and D flat in the right hand. That's on the B flat bass. Then we go to the C bass. What I have on the C bass is C, E flat, and G flat in the left hand. Right hand, A, C, and E flat. That's on the C bass. Then we go to the C sharp. So C sharp is the bass, and we have D sharp, E, F sharp, G sharp in the left hand. Right hand I have B, D sharp, and F sharp. That's on the seventh. Now we're going to the three. So we actually want to go to this chord on the three, which is E and A sharp in the left hand. In right hand, I got D sharp and F sharp. I'm kind of catching myself on, you know, the bass notes, because it's either in the key of D or if it's like a flat. So, man, it's a lot of changes in the song. Please forgive me. So basically, you want to go to this chord. We got E and A sharp in the left hand, D sharp and F sharp in the right. Before you go there, go a half step up to F and B in the left hand, and E and G in the right hand. So basically what I mean is this. I'll start from that change. Here it is. So all I did was start here and go down a half step right before you play the chord on the three. This actually is the chord on the three. I just took it up a half step. So after that, we're gonna go C sharp, C, B in the bass. So we're gonna go chromatically down from the seven to the six. And what we got is, I'll voice it like this. Okay, so on the C sharp, I have F sharp, A sharp, and B. Well, actually just F sharp and A sharp in the left hand. Right hand, I have B, D sharp, F sharp, and A sharp. That's on the C sharp bass. So all you do is take the same chord down half steps. So this is on the C sharp bass. Then we go to the C bass. So now we're on the C bass. I have F and A on the left hand, and then B flat, D, F, and A on the right. And this is almost coming out of the solo. It's kind of transitioning it. Okay? So now we're on the B bass. And I have E, G sharp, and A in the left hand. The right hand, we have B, C sharp, E, and G sharp. So we did, or you don't necessarily have to play the B in the chord on the last one that we played. You can play it like this too, without the B in your left hand. You want it up top though, in your right. It's carrying the melody. Now we're gonna go chromatically down again. So we're pretty much going all the way down to the five. But the rhythm is like this. One, two, three. Then, ba-da. But it's the same chord going all the way down. Okay, so. Then we go to the B flat, to the A flat. That's the bass. So on the B flat, I have E flat, G, A flat, B flat, and C. You don't necessarily have to play this B flat. You can leave that out. So right hand, I have E flat, G, and B flat. That's on the B flat bass. Then we're going to the 5, which is A. And what I have is D, F sharp, G, and A in the left hand. And on the right, I have B, D, F sharp, and A. All right, so let me start from the top of the solo, okay? And basically, we went from the... Okay, that's what I just showed you. Now after that, we're gonna do this. It's gonna kind of be like switching to the key of F. So we're gonna go D, E, F sharp, G. So that's kind of like the first four notes of the D major scale. But the types of chords that we're gonna use kind of put you in the mindset of F major. Okay, but I'll break it down. So we're gonna go. So on the D, then we go to the E, to the F sharp or G flat, then to the G. All right, and that's transitioning us to the vamp. So think about this chord progression as a transition to the vamp. It sounds like the major scale, but when you put chords to it, you know, it sounds minor, even though the bass is walking major. Okay? So on a D bass, I love this chord because you can just about sock the keyboard. I used to just try to show off and just ball up a fist whenever I get to this chord. Like, when you play a chord on a D, and when you play a chord on an A, you can do the same thing. Just ball your fist up and hit the keys. Sweet, that's sweet. All right, but starting from the D, you can play E, F, G, and A in your left hand, and then C, E, and G in the right hand. So E, F, G, and A in the left hand, and then C, E, and G in the right. That's on the D bass. So we're transitioning into the vamp. So that's the first chord. It's like this. So now we're on the E bass. And I have E, G, and B flat in the left hand, and D flat, E, and G in the right. Call it flats or sharps, whatever you want to call it. It's pretty much a diminished 7 chord on the E. That's the E bass. Now we're going to the G flat bass. What I have on that is F sharp or G flat. You can call it sharps or flats at this point because it's like we're kind of going to the key of F major. So on the G flat bass, I got G flat and A in the left hand, and C, E flat, G flat, and A in the right. Now we're in the vamp, and this is the last part of the song. Okay, so basically, we're at this part, it kind of sounds like this. okay? And that's the vamp of the song, okay? So basically, this transition just took us there, and it allowed us to go to those minor chords. So the first chord of the vamp is this. And this is on the G bass. The bass player is walking. I can't remember exactly what he's doing, but something along those lines. So on the left hand, I have F, A, B flat, and D in the left hand. Right hand, I have F, A, and C. So the bass player will be doing a walk. So you play that chord. And then you go to the D bass as a passing chord to take you right back to that same chord I just showed you, this one. So it's like this. Okay, so that passing chord is on the D bass. And I have G flat and C in the left hand, and then F, B flat, and D in the right. So, let me transition. Now we're going to go to the B. And what we have on the B, I have D flat in the left hand and A, D, and G in the right. And I just realized something. It just popped up in my head right now. I'll tell you after this. So I got B, which is in the bass, and E flat in the left hand, and then A, D, and G in the right. Now it just slipped my mind. I don't even remember what I was getting ready to tell you. I'm getting old. So that's on the B. Now we're going to the C bass. And pretty much we're getting ready to do this. And then we go to the D. And then back to the G. Okay? So we got that. So this is the C. So on the C bass, I have E, G, A, and B in the left hand, and then D, E, G, and B in the right. That's on the C bass. And right now, we could be in F, we could still be in D. We could be in the key of G too. When we get to this part, I mean, let's just talk about what bass notes we're playing, because this song is all over the place, but the changes are nice. All right, so this is the chord on the C. Now we're going to the D bass. So now it sounds like we're in D, just right here. It kind of sounds like we're in the key of G, but never mind. We're on the D bass now. I have F, A flat, and B in the left hand, and then D, F, A flat, and B in the right. That's on the D bass. And that takes us to the E. And I do remember what I was going to tell you now. I'll tell you after I finish this whole change. So, let me see. So, this is the C chord. Then we went to the D. Then to the E. So on the E bass, I have G, A, and B in the left hand, and D, G, and B in the right. Then you hit the chord, and then you do E to the A to the D. Okay? So what we have is, it's the last chord I showed you. So after you play it, and you hold the first time, when you hold it, right after that, you hit it. And then you do. So what I mean by that is this. Here it is. Hold it then. So that's E, A, D. Okay, so on the E, I have D, and this is the E bass. I have D, G flat, A, I'm sorry, D, G flat, G, and A in the left hand. Same chord I've been showing you all along. And then B, D, G flat, and A in the right. That's on the E bass. Then we go to the A. And what I have on that is D flat and G in the left hand. And C, F, and A in the right. That's on the A bass. From here, we go into the D. So when we get here, the bass is going to be pretty much doing the same feel or pattern that you did on the G. I'll show you what I mean. So it's here it is. So the bass is going to be doing that. So after this, E to the A. Then we go up to the D. Remember this chord? The chord that you sock? Think about it like that. So I got E, F, G, and A. And this is the one you can pretty much ball your fist up and sock the keyboard. If you're mad, you know, if you need some intervention or some stress relief, just come and play these chords. Practice a good way to practice too. So play that in your left hand. And then right hand, play C, E, and G. Angie. So that's the E bass to the A bass to the D bass. Then from there, we go back to this past chord that we did on the D. Same one. Then we go to the G. So we go E to A to D. Then we do this passing chord off of D to take us to that G. Then we go to the B and we do that same, and I'll play it with the bass so you can hear. Okay, so let me start with the transition. So after that, we're gonna go A, D, and then go back to the okay, so what that changed is pretty much, it's just passing chords that's taking us back to the G. Okay? So we're going from the A to the D. So on the A, and these chords are sweet, I got G, B, and C, and E in the left hand. And this is on the A bass. Right hand, I have G and B. You can use A as a grace note. That's the A bass. Then we go to the D bass. What I have is G flat and C in the left hand, and then E flat, A flat, and C in the right. So that pretty much takes us right back to the G. This time on the G, you can actually, after you come out of this change, you can voice the chord like this. F, A, B flat, and D in the left hand. And then F, A, and D in the right. So. Yep. I need that auto tune. So. Yep. All right. So let me go back. Here comes the other change. Different. Basically, that was the same A to the D. And then, basically, the pattern basically is changing from a G pattern to a D pattern. Like, basically, it's going. So either you're going to do A, D, G, or you're going to do E, A, D. I'll show you what I mean. I'm going to do it slow. Check out, don't pay attention to my right hand. Pay attention to my left hand. So I'm going to transition from that little walk that we did from the, okay, going into the vamp. So, and I should do it slower. Here we go. One, two, not that slow. Let me say one, two, No, that's not working. Now we're going, so we started with this G, right? But instead of starting with, after this change from the C to the D to the E, after that change, either you're going to do E, A, D, or you're going to do A, D to G. So either you're going to land on a G and use these passing chords to get there, A to D to G, or you're going to go to the D and use these passings off the E to the A to the D. Let me go back. Okay, so we start with the G on this one. And we're still on the G. Then we go to those passings from the C to the D to the E. Now this time we're going to the D. We're going to start with the D. Then we're going to go back to the G. And then go to those passings off the C to the D to the E. Now this time we're going to go back to the G, but use A to D as passing chords to go back to the G. And you're going to stay on the G. Okay? Then we're back at that C to the D to the E. So it's going back and forth. Okay, so after this one, I'm gonna show you this other change. Okay? So after we, on this one, after we do A, D, G, we do the passing chord, like we're getting ready to go back to the G, right, with this chord. We're not gonna go to this chord, though. So let me start from the A to the D, then to the G. So it's like this. Pass to the D, then go to the G, but this time go to this chord on the G. Then we're going to the C. Then we go. It really gets like crazy at this point. So really take your time with these chords because it gets real crazy. Okay, so let me go back to the A, to the D, to the G. Do that passing chord on the D that I showed you. But instead of going back to that same G chord, go to this one. Okay, and it's on the G. So I have E, F, and G in the left hand, and A, C, E, and G in the right. It's the same chord that you shot. It's just played over the G. Okay? Then you go to the C. And I'll play it in rhythm. We got F in the left hand and A, B flat, C, D, and F in the right. That's on the C bass. So what I mean by that is this. Then we go to this change. Okay, so. Into the G, bass, to the C. Now we're going to the B, to the C sharp. And then to the F sharp, or if you want to call it flats, B to the D flat, to the G flat, then G flat A to D. So instead of going E, A, D, we go G flat A, D as the passing chords. But it gets really, really altered when you do that, okay? So let's start with the B, B to the D flat, to the F, G flat. All right, so B to the D flat, to the G flat. So on that B, you play this chord twice. And then you go. Then you go. Okay, so on the B bass, I have E flat in the left hand, and then A, D, and G in the right. Then we go to the D flat bass. So on D flat bass, I have F in the left hand and B, E flat, and A flat in the right. So you don't play this chord twice, I don't think. The one on the B, you do. And then you play this chord on the D flat. Then you go to the G flat. On the G flat, I have E, A flat, A in the left hand, and B, D flat, E, and A flat. So. Okay, so the rhythm, when you get to the G flat, I'll work my way to it. So. Let me count. One, two, three, stay in time. So. So that's the bass is going. Okay, so let me show you what I mean. I'm gonna play that whole thing. Okay, so. Actually, the bass changes, but the chord doesn't. So let me go back to the A to the D. And then. It's weird. I know you're probably like, what? So after that. Then the bass is going to be on the G flat, but it's going to be walking. So my rhythm might not necessarily be right, but the chord is. You could do that. I can't remember though at this point. And then you play the same chord, but the bass is gonna go, instead of going E A D, it's gonna go B A D. And the chord on the B is the same chord that you played on the G flat. But then it goes to A, then you do this chord. Okay, so on the A, I have G in the left hand, and then B flat, E flat, and A in the right. Okay. Then we go to the D. So on the D bass, I have F in the left hand, and then B flat, E. I'm sorry, B flat, C, E, and G. This chord is crazy. I love it. So I'll go back to show you how this fits. Goes back to there with that chord I just showed you, that altar chord, which is on the D. Then you go back to the G. And then let me see. Back to the D, and then and then okay, so from here, whew, it goes to the to a different change, and it's over the G flat. So how can I explain how that works? Let me see. So after we do that, then we go to this D chord, that the altar chord I showed you. Then you go pass back to the G and do the same thing, B, C. And instead of going to the E, go to the F sharp or the G flat. Okay? So the bass is G flat, and then the chord. You have E and B flat in the left hand, and then D, E, and A in the right. And I can't remember the rhythm off top. And after that, dun, it goes E to the A. You know that change. E to the A. But instead of going to the D, it goes to the G. It's weird. So let me go back. So C to the D. To the G flat, then it goes E to A, and I showed you that already, but instead of going to D, instead of going E, A, D, right, it goes E, A, G. It's crazy. So after that E to the A, you go to the G, and I have F in the left hand, and then B flat, C, E. A. This is on the G bass. So let me go back to the first one. That was crazy. That was okay. So let me start from the A to the D to G. back to normal. C to the D. Now this is a change. What I just showed you. So the C to the D. And you can also do this chord on a D. So instead of playing this B, D, F, A flat, you can go. So what that is. So on the D bass, you can also play this chord. G flat and A in the left hand, and then B, D flat, E and A flat. And then go to that G flat. And then E, A, then. So this chord is just substituting this one. Okay, so I'm backing up. So it just keeps changing. So it goes from the C, the next time around it goes from the C to the D with that chord I showed you. So, and then it goes to the E. E, A, D. So this is another different way it does it. So, whew. So C to the D. To the E, 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 A, B, and after this you're coming out, and then you go, da, 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 da. All right guys, I'm gonna have to stop right here. I just noticed how long the video was going, and for many reasons like download speed as well as proper streaming, I have to stop because the file size is going to be humongous and cause issues with some of those things. That's why I even had to break it up from take one to take two to compensate for that, because I couldn't do the video straight 2 hours because it would cause major problems if you tried to watch it or download it. Okay, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to actually write down the ending, okay? And I'm going to post it as a comment up under this video. So all you have to do is write it down, and the changes, it's a lot more. That's why I know I'm gonna have to stop. Otherwise, I can go for another 30, 40 minutes just because it's a lot. Is I know for sure I could be up to 30 minutes more showing that. So I'm going to write those changes down underneath the lesson. Other than that, if you have any questions, I know when it got to the vamp, things got really interesting. If you have any questions about that, feel free to hit me up, askjp@hearandplay.com. Join us every other Monday on the teleseminar. Just check your account and look for live training. We can answer your questions live on there. Also, if you see me logged in, Jonathan Powell is my username. Other than that, God bless. I hope you enjoyed this lesson. We covered tons and tons of chords, voicings, key changes, and a lot of things that can really add a lot to your arsenal. All right, so I hope you have an open mind with these chords, voicings, and changes, and really apply some of these things to things that you already do. All right, other than that, God bless, be encouraged, and until next time, remember, if you can hear it, you can play it.